Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Very disturbing story this week. Gunmen stormed a Mexican drug rehab clinic in Ciudad Juarez, industrial city across the border from El Paso, Texas. The assassins lined up and killed 17 patients. We've reported about the drug violence between drug lords and authorities in the border region in places like Tijuana and the Ciudad Juarez. Joining us now is Johan Grillo, Time magazine journalist who has covered the Mexican drug cartels for a long time. Johan, this attack at a drug rehab center and the style of these executions, does it represent a shift in tactics or just a straight-ahead escalation of the conflict in your view?
I would say an escalation. I mean, this kind of very wanton, gruesome violence, which we cannot immediately see the motive, has been happening now for some time and getting worse and worse. I mean, we've also seen in the last couple of years a grenade attack on civilians in the state of Michoacán on people who are celebrating Independence Day. Grenades just thrown into a crowd. Again, last Saturday, there were some young people out drinking beer at a place in the state of Sinaloa, and gunmen just sprayed them with an automatic rifle, killing 8 people. So we're seeing this violence more and more, I think, a real escalation across the country.
Well, Johan Grillo, you work for Time magazine, and you're talking to us from Mexico City. In the reports that you're seeing and the way that Mexicans are hearing about this tactic, what's the message that these cartels are sending by attacking in a rehab facility?
Well, the actual reason for attacking the rehab facility itself, we don't know yet. We've got various speculations about, were the guys in the rehab clinic all members of a particular gang? Is there territorial aspects of Ciudad Juarez, like were the people all from certain neighborhoods, so they were affiliated to a certain gang, and that's why they were targeted? Were there people there who owed debts? I mean, a lot of people in rehab clinics are street dealers or that kind of thing. So there's various speculations, and nothing really started. But the general message the cartels send out to the public all the time with this kind of brutal murder, and to the public on the street is, don't dare mess with us, don't dare stand up against us, we will take you down. We control this territory, and if you oppose us, we will kill you.
Is at least part of this message also for Mexican President Felipe Calderón? He very publicly declared war on the cartels a few years ago, and the cartels seem to be not concerned about that at all.
With Felipe Calderón, it also suffered attacks against him. I mean, this is a very complicated conflict in Mexico with a very high level of violence. It's very hard to understand sometimes exactly why attacks are being carried out. We can see in some ways basically two levels of this conflict: fights between rival gangs fighting for the drug trade, and fights between the gangs and the government who's trying to crack down on them. And as well as, like I said, Felipe Calderón has been trying to fight the gangs, declaring war on them, extraditing people to the United States, making huge seizures. And you can see many direct attacks on the government for that. The latest attack on government officials was also on the same day they killed the people in the rehab center in Ciudad Juarez. They also assassinated and murdered a top security official in Calderón's home state of Michoacán, along with his 2 bodyguards. He had a state funeral yesterday.
Which is a message directly for President Calderón. Getting back to the rehab facility just for a second, it seems as though these rehab facilities are some private, some public, that they've become drawn into the actual drug war itself. The need to rehab drug addicts in the border area is actually part of the battle against the cartels, right?
That's correct. I've done a lot of work myself for several years on the rehab centers and visited a lot of centers all around the country. I've done a lot of work on the rising addiction here and use of drugs. And that's correct. I mean, the Mexican drug gangs have been taking narcotics to the United States for a long time. And in that time, that drug has spilled out to the Mexican street. One way that lieutenants inside the cartels are paid is in drugs. They might say something like, we'll give you $50,000 and a couple of kilos of cocaine. And rather than taking that to the United States, they might unload it more cheaply in Mexico. So in Mexico, we've seen a big rise of crack, use of crack cocaine, use of heroin, and use of crystal meth. All drugs which have been taken to U.S. users. And with that happening, you've had an erupt, you know, as well, a response to that, you've had many drug rehab centers, like you say, a big kind of, you know, different type, some run by the church or some run by evangelical Christians, and some run by private organizations and so forth. It's quite a confusing kind of network of rehab centers in these border areas.
And would you say that they are concentrated in the border areas, or that there's a likelihood of these rehab centers being targeted in the deeper interior of the country as well?
Well, the rehab centers themselves are all over the country. There's more in the border areas. Use of drugs is higher in Ciudad Juárez, in Tijuana, in Matamoros. On the face of the U.S. border, it's higher because that's traditionally been where the traffic of drugs has gone through. But there's use of drugs across the country, you know, in the rural south, in Mexico City, all over, and there's rehab centers all over. Whether more rehab centers will be targeted is difficult to say. Juarez has certain issues which other cities don't have. Like, say, one reason it could be there might be many of the addicts, recovering addicts in the center were from a certain neighborhood or certain neighborhoods affiliated to a certain gang or cartel. And that situation, whereas that happens in Juarez, that does not happen in quite the same way in Mexico City. So it's hard to say if that kind of violence will spread to other places in this country.
Well, Joan Griot, a Time magazine journalist, speaking to us from Mexico City. There are political implications from the top levels of the Mexican government all the way to the street level in Ciudad Juarez as Mexicans and people around the world sort of react to the aftermath of this attack. We should remind people this week gunmen stormed a Mexican drug rehab clinic in Ciudad Juarez. That's the industrial city across the border from El Paso, Texas. They lined up and killed 17 patients. Joan Griot, thanks so much.
Thank you.